Good afternoon, everyone. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we are very glad that you are listening today, whether you're listening live in the Tantalk Network or whether you're listening a week later on Sunday mornings in the Starcom Media Network. And that airs on Sunday mornings at around, at not exactly, 7 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Central in the Starcom Network, KKRP. Kind of cool. And with me today in the studio is my associate pastor, Pastor Jim Ellsbury. Good afternoon, Pastor Jim.
Good afternoon, Pastor.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. We're glad to have all these listeners on board. And we are going to be joined in a little while by Cindy, one of our radio team members up in Indiana. But Pastor Jim, this is a very special day.
Yes, it is.
And we forgot to do a cake.
I know.
Neither one of us need a cake, so that's why we didn't do it.
That's
right?
Quite true.
But it today marks the 8th anniversary for us on this. Thank you for using that bell on this radio station doing this show, Living the Good Life. We began 8 years ago this weekend with our first show, and it's been a long time. So as of now, we're starting our 9th year, which is pretty cool, isn't it?
Very cool.
Oh, it's exciting. And you know, Pastor Jim, this is one of the highlights of my week. I love doing this show every week. And I know you love it. You're on a lot and with me and then the rest of our radio team. And we just love giving out the Word of God and bringing some great contemporary music and just encouraging people, yeah, don't we?
It's like church.
It is church.
Yeah.
For a lot of people. And we love that. So welcome aboard this afternoon. We are on every Sunday afternoon at this time in the Tampa Bay Network, as I said, and Sunday morning in Starcom for 2 hours. And it is just that 2 hours flies. Pastor Jim, we usually look at each other about an hour and 20 minutes into it and can't believe we're almost done.
Yeah, and then, you know, 5 o'clock rolls around and it's
it's crazy.
Can we go another hour, please?
Yeah, please. Because we love just sharing the Word of God. And, you know, 8 years ago today, I was sitting right in the chair where you are right now. And Nathan and Connie were with me for our first show. And actually, to tell you the truth, we recorded that a few days prior because we had not done a radio show. And it was only an hour long at that time. And
only an hour.
I know. Is that crazy? And we recorded it and we wanted to go back and fix things. And we realized that can't be done. So that was the only recorded show we ever did. And we just kept on live from there on. And these shows are always done live. And that's the only way to do it, just to let the Holy Spirit lead and guide as we go through the show and surprise us as he does sometimes with where he leads us.
Yeah, kind of like Friday night.
Yeah, at our Friday gathering. Tell our listeners about Friday gathering.
Well, we meet each Friday night. We start at a little after 6-ish. We take prayer requests. We pray the word out of the Prayers That Avail Much book. We pray for the prayer requests. And then at 6:30, we start into Bible study, and it's interactive. So bring a notebook, bring your Bible, ask questions.
Right.
Please, ask lots of questions. We love that.
We love it.
And your dinner, because we do have a lot of people who come in, it being 6:30, that come right in from work. So,
right.
And it's fine. We meet at the Ramada Inn on Olmerton, 3580 Olmerton. In Clearwater. And so just, you know, you can bring your dinner, you can eat. And it's just a great fun time. We do some singing, some praising. We do some worshiping. We get into the Word. And it's just a glorious time.
And I tell you what, the Holy Spirit is so much fun because even though if you're teaching, you, one of us generally has an idea where we're going with the teaching. The Holy Spirit so often changes things like he did this past Friday night.
Yes.
And we had a glorious, glorious Bible study, didn't we?
It was just incredible.
So great. So we welcome you to join us. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, come on down Friday night, 6:30-ish, 6 to 6:30 when we begin. Right, the Ramada Inn in Clearwater on Olmerton. And everyone is welcome. Bring your Bible and a notebook. That will help you tremendously. And a pen. And you'll learn a lot. So it's exciting to know that God is continually working in our lives. Pastor Jim, every day is a glorious day as we walk with Him. And, you know, this show is about sharing our life experiences and how they relate to the Word, whatever we're studying. We are starting a new series today.
Mm-hmm.
We started it Friday night, but it's the first radio show with this new series. It's called Fired Up with Purpose. Kind of cool, don't you think? Fired Up with Purpose. And why do we need purpose, Pastor Jim? And how does that relate here?
Well, I was just thinking, and I apologize, there was a book by InterVarsity Press years and years and years ago called Fire in the Fireplace.
Oh, okay.
And
that's kind of a cool title.
Yeah, it was about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and they were the fire, and the fireplace was the structure of the church.
Sure.
Anyway, it's kind of that same thing.
Right.
You need to be fired up. We need,
right.
as we'll eventually probably going to, maybe, who knows, get to today in 2 Timothy.
Yes.
Paul admonished Timothy to stir up, rekindle, set it to blaze, the gift that was within him.
Exactly.
And so that's being fired up. But the purpose is, it gives you direction.
It does.
If you're fired
yes.
up without purpose, you're just going to bounce off of walls and people are going to think you're a little crazy.
Right.
And opposite of that, if you have purpose with no fire, you're just going to be old dead stone.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
You're just going to be old dead stone.
Right.
And who wants that?
Right.
You have to have both. You have to be on fire.
Right.
And you have to have purpose, because
yeah.
that's what gives you direction. That's what keeps you from getting off into who knows what.
That's right. I like that. That's great. I'm glad you brought that up right now. Wow. We're going to start, and this really talks about our purpose. We're going to start today with a Michael W. Smith song, On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand. And for some of you who've been going to church forever, you say, that sounds familiar. It's his, it's his rendition of that song. Here we go with Michael W. Smith.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh.
Praise God. Love that old song. Love their rendition also. Wow. Welcome to Living the Good Life. And 8 years ago today, we began this radio broadcast with a scripture that was kind of our theme and has carried through all these years. And it is found in Jeremiah 29:11-14. Pastor Jim, I'm going to ask you to read that in just a moment. And just to remind us of what it's all about, that he has a plan for us. Woo! All right.
Okay. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. And I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And I do want to just continue on with this.
Please go ahead.
And I will bring you back from captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile.
Yes. Wow.
That is so cool.
God has a plan for us, and that's been the basis of this show all along, that God has a plan for us, and his plan is the best plan, and it is amazing that his plan is going to be fulfilled in all of our lives. Yeah, and, you know, as we talk about this today, Pastor Jim, we are reminded about the greatness of God through the plans that he has for each one of us. And Cindy, that's you on the air, isn't it? Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay. Pastor Jim, are you saying you were hearing something in your headphones? I am too. I'm wondering if it's the fan I just turned on, and I'm in the control room. So why don't you go ahead and say hi to Cindy while I check the fan here.
Okay. Hey, Cindy.
Hey, Pastor Jim.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well.
That's good. How are things in Indiana?
Pouring rain, of course, on my day off.
Oh, well, Pastor, that otherwise, was it, by the way. That was it. The rumbling's otherwise. Gone. Well, so it's raining on your day off.
It's pouring on my day off. However, yesterday when I had to work, it was almost 80 degrees and beautifully warm.
Oh, all right.
Nice.
Indiana, okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be how cold tomorrow? 40?
50s.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Indiana.
We're going to hit the 50s again.
You know, Cindy, it's really cool that we have you and Betty and Megan from Indiana, from my church I pastored up there for all those years, and that God brought Pastor Jim to us down here. We did not know him in Indiana, but he and I both went to Ball State. I don't know if you know that, Cindy. Do you know that we were both Ball
yes,
State.
I did know that.
Yeah, so we're Ball State Cardinals, and it's kind of exciting that we have this Indiana contingent. Half of our radio team is from Indiana now, and half is from here, from Beacon of Hope here in Clearwater. So that's pretty cool how God's done that. And, you know, speaking of that, we just said our theme has been Jeremiah 29:11-14, that God has plans for us and a future and a hope. I would never have expected, when I knew you and Betty and Megan and all the other good Indiana folks there at our church we had in Indiana at Cornerstone, that we would, so many years later, be in ministry together again. Isn't this cool how God does things? And in this format on the radio down here in Florida with part of us are in Indiana. I don't know, Cindy, what about you? That just talks to me about the greatness of God and how he's got things planned that we have no idea.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The amazing thing is you never know how much time God is going to take to develop the plan.
Good point, Cindy.
And you just have to wait it out, you know. It's the humanness.
It's kind of hard, isn't it?
Wants it now, and we want to see what God has, and we search for truth and what's our future hold through a lot of avenues. You know, and it may take years for him to reveal what he's doing.
Right.
And that's the hard part of being human, is waiting to find out. When you moved away from Indiana, I had no idea if we would ever even meet again.
Right.
At that time, you know, when you put that many thousand miles of distance between people.
Right.
But that spiritual connection that he places there never goes away.
Amen.
And you just never know when he's going to bring it back around full circle to what his plan is. But he's got a plan, that's for sure.
He does. And it took several years. But look at that. We have connections with a lot of the people that were a part of my congregation at Cornerstone all those years. And we have remained good friends with quite a few. It's just amazing to me. Pastor Jim, you want to comment on that before we get to the book of Luke? We're going to Luke 24, gang.
I was just remembering that Wednesday night Bible study at the hotel.
Oh, yes.
When I turned around and there was this blonde woman. And
standing at the door.
Standing at the door. And it was Cindy. And I had no idea who it was. And I just remember both of you squealing.
Oh, yeah, because I hadn't seen you for years, Cindy. And then you made your way to Florida, found us, and came to a Bible study. And Pastor Jim was leading the prayer meeting, and he kind of motioned to me to go back to the door to greet this stranger, you know. But when you raised your head up, it was you, and it was like, wow, God, this is crazy good, you know? So you've been a part of Beacon of Hope ever since, so that's pretty cool, really cool. So God does some amazing things. Cool. Go ahead, Cindy, while we go to Luke 24.
As Pastor Jim was saying that, brought back the memories of why I ended up there, and then once again, I ended up there in Florida, back to Beacon of Hope.
Right.
It's almost like in my longing for connection and my longing to find him, I had to find the avenue to get there because I was so down in my spirit. I couldn't find him on my own. But both of those times in my life where I needed him the most, he brought me to Beacon of Hope.
Yeah,
to the ministry, to the people there, to you, where I could find that connection that I needed to connect to him.
You know,
the pathway.
You know, that's a great point, because as we talk about the plan and our lives having purpose in this new series, Fired Up with Purpose. You know, God's plan, he knows what's going to be the best avenue for each person to receive his word and how it's going to impact their lives. And certain ministers, evangelists can be used in one segment with some people, others with others. And it is amazing that God he's able to keep all of us, you know, keep us on track and get us right where we need to go, you know? Pastor Jim, you want to comment on that?
Well, I was thinking instances in my own life and you know, with my partner, I can't minister,
right?
I'm too close,
right?
So God used Shell,
right,
to do that,
exactly,
to do the ministry that needed to be done,
right?
And that's cool. That just kind of a second witness there for you, Cindy.
Yeah,
because God puts us in places where we need to be ministered to and provides the path, the means of ministry.
He does.
And sometimes unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I got a little pride in me. It's like, I'm the one that should be doing this.
Right.
But God said, no, it's not going to be you.
Right.
Just step back. And the minute I did that, that's when changes occurred. So it's being obedient and listening to God and letting him figure out, you know, just listening to him and then being obedient and stepping back in my case, or like in Cindy's case, coming down to Florida,
right,
where you can get the ministry that you need.
You know, it reminds me, both of you, of the song we just played, "On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand, All Other Ground is Sinking Sand." And when you find and you reach out and you desire to find Jesus in your life, and that applies to all you listeners out there across the globe, that if you want a plan and a purpose for your life that's going to change you into the person that God planned for you to be, reach out, get every avenue you can of ministry, and reach out and grab the word of God like we're going to give you today. Reach out in faith and take it boldly and say, that's for me. Cindy, that's what you did when you came down here different times. You say, wait a minute, I need to hear this. I need this, right?
That's right. I need to hear this. I needed to hear from God.
Right.
That's what I needed.
Exactly.
I couldn't get myself emotionally in a place where I could hear from him.
Right.
I had to take a break.
Right.
I had to be still and listen and
let God penetrate
to me through whatever avenue, whether it be, you know, from you or others in the ministry or just listening to his word in a service.
Yes.
But, yeah, I had to step back, as Pastor Jim said, and take a break and wait on him to see what he had for me. But I was so longing to hear from him.
Mm.
I needed to hear what he had for
me. Amen.
So you get to a place where what you ask yourself, what is the purpose of life? What is my purpose in
life? There you go.
What is God's purpose for me? And we go so many years searching for that and just drifting along, feeling like we don't have a purpose or a reason to even be here. Why do we even exist? We ask that. And until you get confirmed what God's purpose is, and even at this point, I don't know wholly what his purpose is for my life, but he's at least giving me enough to sustain me for right now.
Exactly.
I know that I'm on the right path.
There you go. There you go.
But not complete by no means, or knowing what the future holds, but yet I know I'm on a path that he's put me on.
That's the point.
There.
Right there. Because he does not tell us everything and the way it's going to be, because he really wants us to believe in faith and trust him and become very dependent on him. That's the goal, which takes me to Luke 24. So let's run there again where we left off last week in verse 33 of Luke 24. After the two guys had walked with Jesus 7 miles on the road to Emmaus, the day of the resurrection on Sunday. And that we covered that last week. Go back and listen to last week's show. It's on the website here, tantalk1340.com. And at the end of the month, we'll be on our Beacon of Hope website. But go back and listen to that if you missed it. So here we are. And these two guys recognize finally when Jesus is breaking bread that really he is Jesus, the stranger that's been telling them everything and explaining the crucifixion, the resurrection. And these guys were so excited when they realized it was Jesus, and he disappeared then because he had his resurrection body. And they ran. I believe it says they didn't waste a minute. And they went to where the 11 disciples were. Judas had already hung himself. So there are 11 of them left. And their friends were gathered together in verse 33 of Luke 24. And they went in and burst into the room saying, "It's happened, it's happened. The master has been raised up." And Simon saw him. And then they went over everything that had happened on the road, how they recognized him as he was breaking bread. Now I'm in verse 36 of Luke 24. While they were saying all this, Jesus appeared to them. I love this. We talked about it last week. We call him 008. You know, he's not 008 because 8 is the number for resurrection and new life. So he's not James Bond 007 or 007. He's 008 who just goes through walls and does all kinds of things in his resurrection body. And when he walks in to where they were all gathered, he says, "Peace be with you." They thought they were seeing a ghost and they were scared. He said, "Don't be upset. Don't let all these doubting questions take over." We talked about that last week. "Look at my hands. Look at my feet. It's really me. Touch me. Look me over from head to toe. A ghost doesn't have muscle and bone like this." So, PJ, we were talking Friday night about our resurrection bodies that are going to have form and shape. And
apparently they're going to be solid.
Solid, yeah.
But we're still going to be able to walk through walls.
But no blood.
No blood.
Yeah, the blood, no. But so he shows him his hands and his feet. I love this, the way God confirms through Jesus here. "Hey, yeah, I am. All that I've told you is true. Here's my hands. Here's my feet. Put your," he later tells Thomas, "but go ahead, put your hand right there in the hole in my side." I love it. And it was like amazing, and it seemed too good to be true. So often when we see God's plan becoming fulfilled in our lives, we think, "This is too good to be true. How is this happening?" You know, because I think we're programmed, and we're almost conditioned in our society in these days to believe that it's always going to be bad. The worst thing's going to happen, not the good thing. You know, the bad thing's going to happen. You know what I'm saying, Pastor Jim?
Well, yeah, and it says here, you know, they were just, they couldn't believe because of joy, and the New International says joy and amazement.
Woo!
You know, and sometimes, yeah, we just stand back and we find it almost impossible to believe. Because we're just too overwhelmed. We're too stunned.
Right.
We're too happy.
Right.
It's just, you know, oh, Lord, I've said it. Lord, I can't believe you did that.
Right.
And I love Jesus' response.
Right.
To that. I mean, what a wonderful God we serve. Because just totally off the cuff, he says, by the way, do you got anything to eat? It's like he snapped them back into reality.
Right.
By the way, you got anything to eat?
And it says they gave him a piece of leftover fish, which I think that's hilarious that he got leftovers on his first meal. Or, well, he had the other meal for a couple minutes, I guess, over there in Emmaus. But, you know, here he is in his resurrection body, he's still eating, which is so interesting to me. But he snaps them back into reality so that they realize, wait a minute, everything I've told you is true. Now you're in it. You're in your miracle time. You're in your new season. And Cindy, talk to us about that. I think there are times in our lives when we have been promised so much, and the scripture we read earlier in Jeremiah 29, where God says, the plans I have for you, they are amazing. You know, they are to give you a future and a hope. And we know that in part of us. But then, as Pastor Jim just said, when the good things start rolling in, like this syndication right here for this show that we believe God for a long time, and this just bam, happened. Pastor Jim's got a comment on that, Cindy, well, and then I'll get to you. He's like,
it's just so amazing because I remember when I got the emails from Pastor, and when I talked to you about that, it's like the disciples, it's like joy and amazement. I couldn't believe, because we had prayed for so long.
We have.
About that and about expanding the ministry, and here,
yes,
all of a sudden it expanded in a way we never expected.
Exactly.
Miraculously.
Right.
And I just remember sitting at my computer just thinking, holy moly.
Holy moly.
What are you doing?
Well, I mean, it is so, and for those of you who listen to us on Starcom Media, there are 21 stations across the United States, 400 affiliates, different countries around the world, approximately a listening audience of 400 million. We have no idea how many listen to us. That really doesn't matter. God's told us, don't worry about that. That leave that up to me, you know? But the point is, God has been fulfilling those promises. Cindy talked to us about that. When God begins to work and fulfill promises, our humanness tries to get in the way and go, I don't know, you know?
Well, the crazy thing about this radio ministry becoming a part of fulfillment in his plan, in 2010, the first time I showed up there,
yeah?
Beacon, that Wednesday night service, I stayed there 14 months time in my life, and coming to services and becoming a member of the church.
Right.
There were times I'd sit and you would talk about the radio ministry and those that were a part and all the exciting things that you were doing with the radio. And I remember sitting there in services asking God, what's my purpose in this ministry? What's your plan in this ministry for me? Why am I here? And of course, you partly know the reason I would ask that is, how do I fit in with these folks? What will I be doing in the ministry?
Exactly.
And I remember a little part of my humanist being jealous and saying, wow, I'd really like to be on the radio.
I
never told anyone. And maybe
surprise.
I'd just like to be a guest speaker on there or something. I like to, I like public speaking. I just want to get my feet wet. But I remember having those human feelings of, I want to be a part of something.
Wow.
And then, of course, later I moved away and I came back to Indiana and I put all that aside and I would listen occasionally, but, I lost connection.
Right.
As a part of my daily living with the ministry.
Right.
And then, of course, life takes its toll. And lo and behold, 5 years later, when he brought me back down there for the retreat, we call it, and
right.
my revival in spirit, that was his plan all along, to fulfill that desire that I had so many years ago to be a part of the radio scene. And that day in the station when you said, get on the radio, put the headphones on, I was like, no. But at the same time, I knew that was God. I knew that his plan was to put me on here all along in his timing.
In his timing and his plan.
In his timing.
You showed up on our doorstep. It was the weekend of Thanksgiving, this past Thanksgiving, just a few months back. And you came to my house. We talked and talked for hours. And then I said, oh, we got a big weekend. I've got a big Thanksgiving dinner here at my house Saturday. You got to come. I will, you said, and you did. And I said, then on Sunday, it's crazy. It's our 400th show. And you said, oh, I'll come to the station. And you did. And so did others. Marla and Alina, we had a lot of people here for the 400th show. We had a party. And here you are, you know, walking around the station. And God just said to me right then, get Cindy on the air. And I remember you first said no. And I said, yes. And we were fighting like that without anybody on the audience being able to hear what we were doing with hand signals. Get over there. Put those on. And look at that. I did not know. You had never told me that was a desire of your heart. This is huge.
Yeah,
this
never,
fits in right here perfectly.
I didn't share that with anyone. And, you know, like I was... I'll bring it up eventually when the time is right, but I guess this is the time.
In front of millions of people.
Yeah, in front of all these millions. That was God's plan all along, to use me in the radio ministry.
Yes.
So I had no idea. It was just a desire that he put there.
Praise God.
But nothing more at the time. And, you know, we're human. So, you know, I went away thinking, you know, oh, I need a lot of practice, or I don't know the Bible well enough. I'm not as gifted in knowledge as the others, you know, all those things we tell ourselves, and still every time that I'm on the radio, when it's my session to be a part of it, you know, I question myself and I ask God, you know, the doubt comes in. Do I really know how to discuss the subject we're talking about today? You know, I still question what are you doing here?
This
God?
Is perfect.
Why me? Why me?
our audience can relate.
Every time, every show, he relieves all that stress, all that tension, all that worry about 30 minutes before going on the air.
Right.
Just calm down. The Holy Spirit is with me.
Yeah,
I just let it flow. I let God take over, and he just does what he wants to do, and here we are.
So. And here we are. But you see, even this testimony, last week we had Megan's testimony about the birth of the baby, you know, and everything going on there, and how God, you know, planned all that in his timing, not her timing, not the day that the baby was scheduled to be born, Zoe Grace, but instead on the day that God ordained for Zoe to be born. And it was just this type of theme that has got me really feeling, people, we each have a purpose. God has a plan. Cindy, that's what you're saying. And it took 5 years for it to unfold, from you being here an active part of Beacon, going back to Indiana with your family, and then coming just to visit in Thanksgiving, and then all of this coming together. God's plan, dear listeners out there, hear this, because God has a plan for each of us. We're going to go to the book of Ephesians, and we're going to go to chapter 3 here in just a moment. Pastor Jim, I know you want to comment on all this that Cindy's saying.
All I could think of, Cindy, was Moses arguing with God. I'm slow of speech. I don't think I can do this. And just like, you know, you were obedient, just like Moses.
Right.
And
that's all God asked.
And that's all God asked. And look, like you said, I think that's amazing. Boom. I just
be obedient and keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Just boom. He's right there with you. Just like he promised. I mean, what we mentioned, you know, there's the promise in the Gospels that Jesus said, when you're called to speak,
right,
don't worry about what you're going to say. The Spirit of your Father will give you the words.
I just read it today in the book of Luke. It was right there. And that is so true. So we don't worry about what God's going to do on these shows. We allow His Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us, because we know that there are so many people listening. And God, you know what each one of these people need. In fact, before we go to Ephesians, we're going to pray right now. Let's agree right now in prayer. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that we've been sharing here. We thank you for this new series, Fired Up with Purpose. Lord, we are fired up this day with the plans and purposes that you have for each of our lives, Pastor Jim, Cindy, and with me. And Lord, we thank you that you have a plan for each of our listeners, that no matter what they're going through, no matter what each of us are going through, with your word in Jeremiah 29:11-14 is true then, it's true now, that you know the plans you have for each of us, plans to prosper us and bless us and to bring us that future and the hope that we each need. So Lord, we just pray for each listener. We will never know them until we get to heaven, but we thank you for where they are in their personal lives with you. And Lord, if there are any listening today that need you, let today be the day that they make a decision to turn their lives around and become your child and saved and bought by the blood of Jesus. Let today be that day. And let them realize the plan and purpose that you have for them, that it needs and will be, it will happen for them. We thank you for this right now. We praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to Ephesians 3:11. And I'm reading out of the Message Bible, and Pastor Jim and Cindy, I don't know what where you are, but 11-13 in Ephesians 3 says this. All this, oh, I'm sorry, 11, where did I go? Yeah. All this is proceeding along lines planned all along by God. Ha! I love that sentence. It goes right along with what we just said, Cindy and PJ. All this is proceeding along lines planned along by God and then executed in Christ Jesus. He's talking about Jesus dying on the cross and all of that. But it pertains to all of us also that the plans are being fulfilled. When we trust in Him, we're free to say whatever needs to be said, bold to go wherever we need to go. Wow, sounds like Star Trek. Boldly go. Okay. So don't let my present trouble on your behalf get you down. Be proud. Pastor Jim, talk to me about those verses because I think they're really cool.
They are. Well, and Paul was talking about how the church is to be the repository of all this wonderful wisdom of God.
Right.
Now, there's a scary thought that God wants to give us His wisdom.
Wow.
But then, you know, when he says, according to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ. It wasn't when I read these verses again today, and it's not just getting saved.
Right. So much
There's
more.
An eternal purpose.
Yes. Amen.
And it was not a plan B. It was eternal. From eternity past,
amen,
God planned a purpose for the universe,
right,
as a whole, and for each one of us individually.
Amen.
And it was accomplished in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And Paul says that in Jesus and through faith in Him, we can approach God with freedom and confidence.
Amen. Wow.
Yeah. We can approach the creator of the universe with freedom.
Yes.
You know, we don't.
That's pretty exciting.
I know.
That's a bell ringer right there, Pastor
yes,
Jim.
Yes, it is.
With freedom and confidence, we can approach God. Yes.
And Paul says, don't be discouraged because of these, what I'm going through. These are for your glory. And
yeah.
Paul was in prison when he wrote Ephesians. He
right.
was in a Roman prison.
Right.
And he was going to go on trial the first time, his first trial, the charges, of course, if you read in the book of Acts, were disturbing the peace and preaching some new religion and et cetera, et cetera. But he was on house arrest.
Right.
And he said, he's telling the church in Ephesus, don't be upset. This is for your glory.
Right.
And Paul had some of his best ministry those years he was in prison.
Yes.
You know, when he was on house arrest, He got to minister to the Praetorian Guard, to some of Caesar's slaves themselves he got to minister to.
He had
to.
Divine appointments.
Yes. And he said, don't worry about it. This is for your glory.
Right. So you're saying, and the scripture is saying, that no matter how bad it seems our circumstances are, God can and will turn those around and use them at a later time for his glory, for his instruction, to help you help someone else.
We should never feel discouraged.
Right.
And I mean, I do. It's human.
Right.
But we need to remember when we're going through trials and such that God is shaping us. And
amen.
There's something going on.
Right.
We need to submit the trials to God. Sometimes right. we try and work our way out of them on our own, and that just leads to frustration.
Right.
But if we submit those trials,
amen.
You know, Paul could have just been bitter about being in, you know, on house arrest and having to be chained to a guard all the time. But he wasn't. He yeah. submitted it to God and had all this wonderful ministry.
And all these opportunities, doors open. Cindy, we'll get to you for your comments on that after this song.
And I just want to say, that what a great segue into this particular
is that,
song.
This is one of your favorite songs.
It's, I love this
and
song.
And when I was picking songs for today, it just really hit me, this song right here, because I knew it fits with where we want to go with this. And it's Keep Making Me by the Sidewalk Prophets. And listen to these words, and then we'll get Cindy's opinion on the other side here.
Make me broken so I can be healed, 'cause I'm so callous and now I can't feel. Wanna run to you with heart wide open. Make me broken. Make me empty so I can be filled. 'Cause I'm still holding onto my will, and I'm completed.
Lord, please keep making me. Oh, that song gets to me. Make me broken so I can be healed. Make me empty so I can be filled. Cindy talked to us. It goes right along with what we're talking about here. Are you there? Cindy?
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Hello. Background noise, so I had it muted there.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I apologize.
No problem.
I was reading ahead in the scripture there where we were at.
Yes.
Just into the next couple of verses.
Right.
And you know, I'm the King James version over here.
You and Pastor Jim.
And Nan.
And Nan. Go ahead. That's all right.
Verse 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might.
Woo.
By his spirit in the inner man.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about being broken.
Right.
And then being filled up again with his goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we go through these tribulations, which I've been experiencing of a lot of my own in most recent days, heartache,
yes,
heartbroken,
yes. Right.
Overwhelming circumstances with relationships and finances and, you know, just all the things we deal with in this earthly life.
Right.
I've felt broken and empty and almost giving up hope.
Right.
And asking God, what about your promise for me?
Yes.
What about
yes.
your word says?
Yes.
What about this plan that you've promised me? And, you know, at your, even at my lowest moment in asking him and in my tears, and I, honestly, I've cried out in anger to him. Why? Why is this happening? Or why isn't it happening sooner?
Yeah.
Or why isn't
yeah.
it coming together the
yes.
way I, the way it needs to? And just having to stop and take a look with remembrance at what the promise is and what God has said and what I know to be true.
Amen.
With reminders from others saying, hey, what about, hey, you know, what are you standing on? The faith.
Right.
You know, it kicked in, and I realized, you know, we get very weak in moments of frustration and humanness.
We do.
But we have to stop and realize we have to go through this stuff so God can strengthen
Amen.
Our inner man and
yes.
that inner spirit.
Yes.
And it's a, you know, it's a refinement time of his. All I know is it gets easier. Every time we go through it, it gets easier. It's almost like the Holy Spirit prepares our heart, prepares our mind to be able to handle this stuff when it comes at us.
That is very true.
I guess the more troubles we have, the better we get at handling it.
We do, because we learn to give it up. Yeah.
Not that it doesn't hurt as much
right.
every time, but it the hurt doesn't last as long.
Right.
The healing takes place much faster.
Yeah.
When you just say, hey, God, I'm sorry. I realize you were in control the whole time. You know, I got weak there for a moment, but, you know, I believe your word. I believe your promise. I believe your plan is being worked out.
Amen.
No matter how crummy it feels, because, I mean, the stuff that we go through, that may have not even been part of God's plan. It may have been just outer circumstances that we created.
Right, sure.
By bad choices.
Right.
But like his word says, even though it's our choices, he still uses that.
Amen.
He still turns it around some way where we can use it to help someone else or to give someone else that encouragement when they're going through that very same thing. So it's a never-ending process.
You're right on. You're right on.
Being, you know, being let down, being hurt by others, going through the junk, but getting back on track quickly.
Amen.
And realizing that all this is just to strengthen me so I can handle it better the next time around. Eventually,
absolutely.
You know, we'll get so strong that I'm hoping that the blows aren't so hard each time.
Right. And we're more able to handle
life.
It. Right.
It's life. They're always going to be there.
They are. And I love these comments, and it reminded me of Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. That is one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible because it gives me hope. And we know, Paul says, Paul who wrote Ephesians here, and we know that God causes all things, Romans 8:28, all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Pastor Jim, you're up.
Okay.
Cindy, that was excellent, all that you just shared. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that would be one of those examples of the Holy Spirit giving you the words.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Oh, cool.
It was beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, I just let him flow.
Mm-hmm.
There are times when either bad choices on our part or bad choices on other people's parts, you just want to look at God and say, why did you ever give us freedom of free choice? Why'd you ever give us free will? Mm-hmm. I mean, I was thinking about that the other day. What a risk God took in doing that. And because it's not like Adam and Eve took him by surprise. He knew that was going to happen.
Sure.
He knew about Abraham messing up and Jacob and David and Peter
us.
And Paul and us.
Right.
And that's why, yeah. But again, oddly enough, I snap right back to Romans 8:28.
Yes.
Some sovereign way, God makes all that mess.
Right.
Turn around for his glory.
Amen.
And, you know, some people are stuck because they say, well, you can't have free will and a sovereign God. Yeah, Romans 8:28 is all about.
Right.
Even though we have free will and we might make bad choices or someone else might make bad choices that affect us, God can turn it all around.
Amen.
I mean, in a perfect world, Paul would have never got beheaded. Peter would have never been crucified.
Right.
But it's not a perfect world. And yet, look at what their martyrdom and all the apostles, look what that did.
Yes.
The gospel spread through the entire known world at that time.
Right. And we're still talking about it today.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the amazing, you know, that's amazing.
Right.
Here we are almost 2,000 years later.
Right.
And even TV stations are having, you know, weekly series on this now.
Yeah.
So who would have thought that? Who would have ever thought that would happen? But it did.
Because God causes all things to work together for good.
For good. Exactly.
Ooh.
And
hallelujah.
You know, even, you know, there's, you know, I think of Ray and the situation with his father. You know, or like when you've lost your parents. I lost my mom. It's hard to think of any good.
Right.
How can you be in this at all, Lord? And yet he is.
He is.
And it's not like, you know, I thought of that again today, that verse in 1 Thessalonians that God gave me to give to Megan last year. We're not like the heathen who have no hope.
Right.
Because of the resurrection, which we talked about in Luke 24.
Right.
We have hope. What we face here on earth is just a shadow.
It is.
It's a passing thing because we serve a risen Savior.
Amen.
And eventually, because Jesus rose, we're going to rise.
Right.
You know, we're going to get those resurrection bodies.
Absolutely, we will.
That's that hope in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to have a purpose to point at.
Amen.
Is that knowing that that's going to happen. That's what keeps me going a lot of time. And I just want to, you know.
And we all have those times. Mm-hmm. Cindy's described them. You and I both. I mean, the ministry life itself is tough with our kids, grandkids, things that happen in life with work, etc. There's all these stressors. But in Ephesians 3, Paul says, I'm praying for you. And in verse 14, my response is to get down on my knees before the Father, this magnificent Father who parcels out all heaven and earth. I ask him to strengthen you by his Spirit. And we declare that right now for every listener around this globe, listening live or listening later on one of the websites, that you be strengthened, dear listener, as Pastor Jim and Cindy and I also claim this for ourselves. We thank you, Lord, that you strengthen us by your Spirit, not a brute strength, but a glorious inner strength. I love the way the Message Bible says this, that Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite him in. And I ask him that with both feet planted firmly on love, you'll be able to take in with all followers of Jesus the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love. And we're going to talk about that. Yeah, in our second hour, and start right there, the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love and what these next couple verses talk about. Amazing. This has been a great first hour.
Amen.
Whoa.
And this, just I just want to toss this out.
Go ahead.
For our listeners, and I don't do this as often as I should, but verses 16 to 21 make a wonderful prayer. Just
yes.
Personalize
yes.
it like Pastor did, you know, for yourself.
Pray it.
I mean, you're just praying life into yourself.
Absolutely.
When you're praying these prayers that Paul
Ooh.
Wrote.
And these few verses right here are absolutely life-changing, and they give us hope, and we're going to talk about hope in just a moment. So let's do a little housekeeping here real quick. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. Our website is www.bohm. That stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. BOHMGlobal.com. We switched that a couple years ago as we became more global, and the ministry is reaching out to several countries now. And so you can go to our website, BOHMGlobal, and find out about us. And we just calculated today that this is probably show number 416 or 17, something like that. So we have well over 300 shows on our website, a lot of shows for you to go listen to, especially in the middle of the night when you can't sleep. Tell a friend, somebody when they're discouraged, go to bohmglobal.com, go to radio broadcasts, and go. And there's tons of shows, hundreds now, and a lot of them have titles, what we were discussing that day. So make use of our website. Also, another wonderful thing that goes on is the prayer ministry. Pastor Jim, just give us 30 seconds or something about the prayer ministry, what you and Betty do with that, and what a blessing that is. It's been ongoing for many years now.
Yeah, and by the way, this is 421.
421.
I just Woo! Had, you know, I love my little smartphone. I just popped out
Thank
the calendar
you.
421,
so, show number 421.
Yeah, prayer ministry. If you have a prayer request, we ask that you send it to us at prayers@bohmglobal.com. Either myself or Betty, if you've listened, you've heard Betty on the radio also.
All the time.
We'll pick up the request. We will write a prayer and send it out to everybody on the prayer team. The reason that we write a prayer is so that everybody's praying the same thing in unity, in agreement, because those are powerful principles that we believe in from God's word.
Amen.
That if, you know, Jesus said, if any two of you agree as touching any one thing, it'll be done for you. Well, here we've got just dozens of people praying for you. So, and it does not matter the size of the prayer request.
And you don't have to put your name on it.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And by size, I mean, oh, this is too small a matter for God to worry about.
No.
You know, God wants to meet you and wants to meet that prayer request. We have seen people healed.
Absolutely. Many people.
Many people. We've seen financial issues resolved. I mean, it's just God does so much through the power of a praying people.
Yes.
And we believe that. So we encourage you to send your prayer requests to, again, prayers@bohmglobal.com. We'll pick it up, send it out. If you want to be on the prayer team, same email address, just let us know you want to be a part of this prayer ministry.
Okay. Sounds good. Listen to this real quick, and then we'll come right back.